There's very few people on this earth walking in faith. But when they say, I am a believer in Jesus, that's between him and you. I don't know that. But if I can be with you for a few days, I can come a whole lot closer to saying whether you know my Jesus or another Jesus. Because if you're sinning, lying, stealing, cheating, and all that stuff makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it, Dave? That's the way you can tell. You know, you can tell. But it says, we trust in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. And we all can be saved in the same way, no matter who you are, what we have done. So, isn't that good news? So you slept around with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. So you lied a little. You stole a little. You had an abortion or two. You murdered. You did all kinds of things. It makes no matter what you've done. If you come to Jesus, he'll forgive you for all those things and clean you up. But what he expects after that is where we miss it. We get saved today and we walk with God while we're at church and we leave this door and we fall from grace. Right back into the world. You walk out that door, you take the Lord's name in vain. You walk out that door and you tell a dirty joke. You walk out that door, you go home, turn on your television set and watch the things of the world for 4 hours. And God says, study my word and not just read it once in a while. And you never open his Bible. You just fell from grace. You know, anything you do that's not of faith, you fall from grace. And why do you think so many people are sick in the church? Just same reason I was. All those years that I was not walking in obedience to his word. Although I'm going to church. And if you want to know, you could ask anybody that knew me in the years past. Did Thurman walk in integrity? Absolutely. You ever hear him use a word of profanity? Absolutely not. Did he ever run around on his wife? Absolutely not. Did he ever lie or steal anything? Absolutely not. Did he go to church every Sunday? Absolutely, every service. Did he go to Tuesday night visitation? Absolutely. Go to Wednesday night service? Absolutely. Did he talk to you about Jesus? Absolutely. I met him in an elevator. Met him on an airplane. He talked to me about Jesus. But how come you're still sick so much? I don't know. I didn't know how to walk by faith. Now, I was saved. I knew I was saved. But I didn't know how to walk by faith and walk in healing. It took me a lot of years to learn how to do that. But now then, I've learned how to do that, and I'm grateful that I do walk by faith today and not by sight. I walk in faith. Now, we can all be saved in the same way, no matter who we are or what we have done. For all have sinned, all fall short of God's glorious standard. Is there anybody that's not fell short? No. Everybody has fell short. Now then, let's go to the next couple of verses. Yet now God, in his gracious kindness, declares us not guilty. He has done this through Christ Jesus, who has freed us by taking away our sins. He paid the price. And if there's anything that the church has missed, we have missed that when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, and we accept him and believe he has cleansed us, we think that includes every sin we're going to do after that automatically too. But that's where we've missed it. When you got saved, you didn't have to repent of sin. Somebody said, just come to Jesus, confess all your sins, and he'll save you. No, that's not what the Scripture says. You come to him and say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Let's put it this way. If you were 30 or 40 or 50 years old, and you've lived in the world for all those years, and you're 40 years old, and you come to Christ, you can't remember the sins you've committed. There ain't no way you could know. Is there, brother? No. You couldn't possibly know. Most of you don't even know the sins you committed this last week. If God could show us the sins we committed this week, I'm sure us as Christians, it would astound us if we could see our list. You think, but Lord, I walked holy before you this week. He said, that was your opinion, not mine. Isn't that right? I mean, we think we're doing, but that's all we can do. We can try our best from our knowledge of the Word and walk in obedience to his Word. But he says he has freed us by taking away our sins. For God sent Jesus to take the punishment for our sins and to satisfy God's anger against us. We are made right with God when we believe that Jesus shed his blood, sacrificed his life for us. God was being entirely fair and just when he did not punish the those who sinned in former times. Now, God can do this. He can do this. But today, when you and I come to Christ and we're a 40-year-old sinner, and we say, I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus paid the price for me. If you really did that by faith, were you saved? Yes, exactly right. How many of your sins up to the 40th year of your life, how many of them are automatically washed away? All of them. But what if tomorrow you go out and tell another lie? What if tomorrow you go out and sleep with your girlfriend? You just sinned against. Now then, you say, but that's under the blood. No, it's not under the blood until you confess it. When you confess it, then it's under the blood. So you go out and tell a lie. And you say, Lord, I'm sorry, I told a lie. Will you forgive me? He said, yes. And the next day you go out and you tell a lie again. You say, Lord, forgive me. Let me tell you, there's going to come a point in your life, if you keep on that sinning, it's going to bring sickness and disease and pain into your body. It's going to bring it. Why? Somebody says it's under the blood. Yeah. The thing that you missed, he told you when you got saved, when you accepted him, I don't care how many bad things you've done, he washes all your sins away. But he says, now today, on this side of the cross, you're supposed to stop sinning. You're supposed to be a new creature. There's not supposed to be any sins in your life, which means there's not supposed to be any lying over here. There's not supposed to be any sleeping around with your boyfriend or girlfriend. There's supposed to be a life of holiness on this side. Well, we don't teach that very well, but the Word does. Now, that if you make a mistake casually, will God forgive you? Yes, He will. But He tells you to stop sinning. You know, this old nonsense that some churches teach, once you get saved, you can go out and drink, run around with your friends, tell lies, cheat, and all, and come in Sunday and confess your sins and be okay for another week. That's not in the Scripture. Not the one I read, it's not. And if people do that, guess what it's going to do? It's going to bring sickness and disease and death into their lives and their families' lives. It will do it. Now then, let's go to the next couple of verses. And he is entirely fair and just in this present time when he declares sinners to be right in his sight because they believe in Jesus. Now this is talking about the people and the sins that you committed before you come to Christ. That's what he's talking about. Can we boast then that we have done anything to be accepted by God? No, you can't boast because our acquittal is not based on our good deeds. It's based on our what? Our faith in who? Jesus. Now then, let's just divide this room right here half in two. And on this side, this is your sins. On this side, this is your life of good works. On this side, let's say this was the first 20 years of your life, or 30 years, or 40 years, or whatever. I mean, you're out there in the world. I mean, you're lying, you're stealing, you're cheating, you're committing adultery, fornication. I mean, you're just everything. I mean, you've done everything imaginable, and the people, before you come to Christ, what is the lost person liable to do? Anything. There's no limitations to what they'll do. But when you hear somebody tell you about Jesus and how wonderful the blood of Jesus is, and what it, if you accept that gift that God provided through His Son, all these old wicked sins over on this side are all washed and cleaned away. Ain't nothing left. Now, He blanked this out in your past. Blanked it out. Forgot it. Aren't we glad? Put it as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. That's good news, isn't it? Yeah. That's really good news. Now then, on this side, we're not supposed to have any sin on this side. These good works over here are good deeds you're supposed to be doing as a born-again child of God. Is there supposed to be any unforgiveness over here on this side? Not at all. He tells you to walk holy. Is there supposed to be any lying on this side? Now, what happened to the old man that was over here? What happened to him? He's supposed to have died. That's right. But we don't leave him dead very well. I mean, we resurrect this beast real easy. So, you know, I mean, he's lying a little. He's cheating a little. He's doing all kinds of bad things. So now then you got all these bad things scattered all around over here on this side. It's not supposed to be there. But we don't listen to God very well. The reason we can do this is because we don't study this Word. Let's go on to the next couple of verses there. Down through. So we are made right with God through faith and not by obeying the law. Now, by faith, we're made right through faith. Now then, faith, when you get a hold of faith, faith will teach you what you're supposed to do. And when you get a hold of faith, you won't break those old rules no more. You'll walk in love. And that's when you can get healed. You can get set free. After all, God is not the God of the Jews only, is He? Isn't He also the God of the Gentiles? Of course He is. Aren't we glad? First, I'll have to ask, how many Jews do we have in here? Okay, Kim says she got a little bit of Jew in her. Huh? Okay, but I meant the other way. Yeah, that way you are. All of us are there. But let me ask this question. How many of us are Gentiles in here? All of us are Gentiles. But now then, we're really the true Jew whenever you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's what the Scripture says. So she's absolutely right there. Okay, let's go to the next verse, couple of verses. There is only one God, and there is only one way of being accepted by Him. Now then, we hear people all the time say, you know, if God is such... In fact, I hear Christians say this. Many Christians I've talked to about Jesus. They say, now, Thurman, you know that God, if He's really God, He wouldn't be such a God that would only make one way to heaven. You know, I mean, if all those Muslims over there, they believe in Allah. You know, they if they live a good life, they get to go to heaven. What about the Buddhists over in Japan and all over in there? How about those that worship Confucius and all those? I mean, give me a break. You know, God wouldn't be such a God that would only provide one way for every kind of people to get to heaven. But is He a God that provided one way? And there ain't but one way, is there? And it's the blood of Jesus. And now then, you can stand up in a bunch of people and start talking what the Word says, and some of them's going to throw you out. You know that? That's okay. The Word says there is only one God, and there's only one way of being accepted by Him. He makes people right with Himself only by faith. Now, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can get it by what? Faith. Faith in what? In Jesus, the Word of God. Now, if you want to get healed, you can get it only by faith. That's exactly right. You can't say, well, I hope that God will hear my prayer today. He won't. I can guarantee you He won't.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.